Chapter 3, Promises from the Bible. Next in this book are lists of promises. The lists here are not every promise in the Bible on the subject. As I find more Bible promises on a subject, I add to those promises in my computers that the Lord has graciously blessed me with. If you're not a typist, there's nothing wrong with handwritten lists of promises. If you're wondering whether the benefits are worth the effort, let me ask you a question. Before you started to read this book, did you not first notice the title of the book, Your Abundant Success, Lasting Forever? Of course you noticed. Now, do you want the benefits that the title promises, including health, joy, victory over the adversary, financial prosperity? God says in his book, "See, I set before you life and death. Choose life." Okay, I choose life, and I believe most of my readers will too. Father in heaven, please make it so. In Jesus' name, amen. I bind all powers of the enemy that would hinder that in Jesus' name. I loose ministering spirits to cause it to happen in Jesus' name. In my own lists at home, I also include revelations that I receive from the Lord. I don't know exactly what your ministries are. If you receive promises from the Lord by revelation, why not include them in your personal promise lists? I've lived more than 6 decades. I've heard many teachers and preachers. There's no better way than what I'm telling you in this book. This book describes a way of living that is what God wants for his people. Don't resist God. Get with the program. You will achieve things you never thought possible by quoting out loud promises from the Bible every day, in addition, of course, to your prayer life. And what is praying? The Bible says, pour out your heart to God. It means with words spoken as prayer. Talk to the Lord as you would your best friend, since in fact he is your best friend. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The Bible says we should lift up holy hands without anger or doubting. Approach God in prayer respectfully. Give him the honor due his name. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night so that you can do what it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's Joshua 1:8. The daily confessing of God's promises strengthens your faith that you'll need when it's time to move a mountain and when it's time to speak something into existence that you or your family needs. Jesus said, I have come so they can have life and so they can have it more abundantly. That's John 10:10. You get there by speaking God's word and using your faith. But in my list of promises, it says, so that the blessing of Abraham would come on Fred. I know it's wrong to change things in the Bible and to give it the wrong meaning, but I haven't done that. In the Holman version of the Bible, it says, Gentiles, not Fred. But in my promises, it says Fred. I paraphrased it for my personal use, because the particular Gentile I need it to apply to right now is Fred. But when you read that promise out loud, substitute your own name instead of Fred. But if there's a promise for Jews, then I'm also a Jew, because Paul wrote that we Gentiles are grafted into Israel. I'm a Gentile when I need to be one, and a Jew when I need to be one. Some would say you can't have both, but that position is unscriptural. Haven't you heard of dual citizenship? Be always ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you. The Lord bless you.